Hello. Welcome to About Music, The Art of Listening with Brian. Today's program is the second in our series about the flute. And in today's program, you will learn about several different kinds of flutes, including wooden ones, recorders, and also soprano, tenor, and bass. Our first item today is a double concerto by George Philipp Telemann, his concerto for recorder and flute in E minor. This double concerto exemplifies his elegant integration of contrasting timbres. The recorder and flute engage in melodic dialogue, each instrument playing to its strengths. Agility in the recorder, expressive line in the flute. This performance captures the Baroque warmth and graceful character of this gem.
Thank you. Thank you.
We now go on to the baby of the flute family, the piccolo. This work is one of the earliest and best-known concertos for the piccolo flute. RV 443 is a bright and virtuosic work by Antonio Vivaldi. This interpretation brings clarity and joy to Vivaldi's bird-like trills and agile runs, especially in the dazzling outer movements. The slow middle movement offers a lyrical respite, showing the piccolo's unexpected sweetness.
Thank you.
Our next item by Saverio Mercadante is his Flute Concerto in E minor. This concerto marries bel canto expressiveness with orchestral richness. Bel canto means an elegant style of singing with beautiful tone and effortless technique. When applied to an instrument, it means purity and evenness of tone, even brilliance. In this performance, the flute sings with operatic warmth and technical precision, particularly in the lyrical second movement. The conductor draws out the romantic elegance and forward momentum of this Italian masterwork.
Thank you.
Our last two items showcase the various sizes of flutes in settings that show their versatility as melodic and rhythmic instruments, even percussive. These virtuoso performances use unusual techniques to draw out the interesting and sometimes even strange sounds that you will hear. They are both composed and performed by Will Offermans. The first work, Forbidden Valley, is an atmospheric work that uses key clicks, vocal sounds, and ensemble coordination to create the mysterious sonic landscape. It is inspired by Eastern musical aesthetics and contemporary technique, and this piece invites listeners into an imaginative, forbidden world of layered flutes and subtle textures. The second work by Will Offermans is based on a traditional Japanese melody. It's called Karukami Love. This solo uses whisper tones, microtonal inflection, and breath effects to evoke a sense of longing and stillness. Offerman's performance blends simplicity and sophistication, offering a meditative close to the program. And leaving you in his capable hands, I say goodbye until Thursday. Please join me on Thursday for Sundowner Classics at 6 p.m.
Thank you.